You know, I always hear this accusation that that our Lutheran liturgy is German, and so and when we go and bring our liturgy to different places, we're trying to germify. What, how would you say that word? Germify them. We're trying to Germanize them. But you could address that accusation perhaps better than anyone.
Well, it's really kind of a spurious and ignorant argument, because the liturgy is a treasure of things that have accumulated over the centuries that are helpful for the gospel and have served the gospel well, that come from pretty much every culture in the world where the gospel has been preached and God's people have responded with thanksgiving and praise, repeating back to him his word and adorning it and magnifying it with the art of music, but also composing prayers. And so it's just really hard to put a finger on that. I think the only reason that probably gets said is because in the Lutheran Church, we certainly have a lot of roots in Germany, so a lot of materials, particularly in terms of the hymnody that we sing in the Lutheran Church, come from Lutheran lands. But at the same time, if you open up LSB, it's a very ecumenical book. The hymns are chosen to all be in accord with our evangelical doctrine, but if you were just to open up the hymnal and randomly just pick numbers, and I do this sometimes for fun when this issue comes up, I say, well, I think this is a German book or even just an exclusively Lutheran book. And you quickly discover that the majority of texts are actually written by brothers and sisters of other denominations of Christianity, but their hymns are in accord with the faith, and so we sing them. Certainly a large number of them are by Lutheran authors, and the same with the music. A lot of it does come from Germany, particularly the Lutheran chorales, but there's a lot of music from Scandinavia, from England, from France, from the Middle Ages, or tunes that have roots in the first century of the church in terms of the ancient chants. You've got American music, even music from Africa and South America now as our church becomes more global. And then similarly, just as we have learned some of the hymns from other lands, and yet we have a lot of new American things, with great hymn texts by living authors like Steve Starkey or living musicians like Stephen Johnson or Jeff Blursch or Kevin Hildebrand.
I'm going to have to cut you off there. Sorry, we're getting a little bit behind schedule.
And I was just about ready to talk about how the French do the same thing. They've got things that go from their culture, but they want to sing from our culture. So it's a really beautiful thing, because the church around the world loves sharing Christ together in liturgy and song.